It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And right now, does a great job covering the my football team, the Jets, for the Post. And that, of course, is the one and only Brian Costello. Brian, how are you?
Oh, today's I'm good, the Joe. Second. How are you doing?
Did I say it was the third today? Today's the second? Is that what it is? The second today, I think, right? Yeah, the second.
Yes, second.
The second. Yep. I said that. I'm getting ahead of myself. How are you, Brian?
I'm good. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing all right. My football team actually won a game. You know, I gotta say this, Brian. When this kid Corley made this, the you know, one of the all-time bonehead plays that you're ever going to see, yeah. I said to myself, there's no way to win. We will. This game is going to go down as, you know, when it, like the butt fumble. You know, this kind of that. This is all we're gonna talk about going forward if they wind up losing this game. And for them to win a game where they not only overcame that, but overcame a lot of bad penalties in this game and somehow were able to win it, maybe the calm is changing. I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see. You know, I'm hesitant. Look, they looked great on a Thursday night about 5 weeks ago.
Right.
And everyone was like, all right, here they go. This is it. They're going to hit it. And they lost 5 games in a row after that. So I'm hesitant. But, yeah, they looked – I mean, that second half, Joe, is that's what we expected the offense to look like. That's what I saw in Florham Park all summer was you know, Rodgers and Garrett Wilson having a great connection, and then you add Devontae to that mix, who obviously wasn't there in the summer. I thought they ran the ball effectively. Like, it wasn't flashy, but they were able to run the ball when they needed to. So, yeah, they can do that. They got a good shot here, and, like, the schedule eases up. I'm sure you've been talking about it. It eases up now. They only have one team on the schedule left that has a winning record, and that's Buffalo.
Yep.
And not just this quality, Joe. This craziness of Mondays and Thursdays and
Mondays and
road games after a Monday, that's over, right? They have 2 games in the month of November. 2 games in the next 30 days. That's it.
Yeah.
And everything's on a Sunday from here on out. They have the Colts game is supposed to be in prime time. We'll see if they flex that out. They got a normal schedule now, and I think that will help them as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. Look, let's be honest about this too, with the 5-game losing streak. The kicker killed them. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I mean, if Zuerlein made – they should have at least 2 more wins if Zuerlein was the kicker he was last year. Let's be honest about it, Brian.
Yeah, there's some weird things about the losing streak, right? You mentioned Zuerlein, and then obviously firing your coach in the middle
right.
of it.
Right, well, of course.
I do
right.
think that had an
right.
effect, and that kind of messed them up for a while. You know, I think they've regained their footing now, and they're back. But, yeah, it wasn't like they were playing horribly in that 5-game losing streak. They had some weird things with the kicker and obviously well, odd circumstance losing your coach in the middle of it.
Yeah. Look, I mean, look, let's be honest. And I felt that Salah would be in trouble if they got to the point that they wound up getting to. Actually, 2-5. I felt if they got to if they lost the game to Pittsburgh and they were 2-5, that Salah was going to be gone at that point. But Woody couldn't wait. I mean, he jumped, you know, jumped the shark pretty quick there after the Minnesota game.
It's funny, Joe. We talked, I don't know if you remember, we talked when they were in London that Saturday. And you asked me, do you think he's in trouble if he loses this game?
Right.
Because they had lost the Broncos game, obviously. And I said, I think he has, I think he has till Pittsburgh. I'm like, I think he's got these 3 games. There's going to be 2, you know, a couple games in prime time.
Right, right.
Standalone in London. If they look bad, he's done. I never saw it coming that quickly. But, you know, obviously Woody was really, I heard he was crazy after the Broncos game. Everyone really drove him crazy, and I think then he went in thinking, they don't win this one against the Vikings, so I'm going to make a change, and he did.
Yeah, no, he certainly did. We're talking to Brian Costello, the Post, who does a great job covering the Jets. One of the things, and I'm taking them one game at a time. Don't get me wrong, Brian. I mean, I'm not sitting here. They're 3-6. I mean, I'm not sitting here, you know, thinking they're going to, you know, run the table now and make the playoffs. I mean, well, you know, let's see them beat Arizona. But one thing that really excites me, the combination of Wilson and of Davante Adams, is that's as good a 1-2 punch at wide receiver as anybody in the league has, you know?
It is. And, you know, I was hesitant about that trade, Joe. I just thought, you know, I wasn't sure that's not exactly what they needed. But watching it now, you know, these last 2 weeks, because even the Patriots game, you could see it. Like, the Patriots, if you look at the first game the Jets played against the Patriots on that Thursday night, Christian Gonzalez covered Garrett Wilson that whole night, and Garrett didn't do much in that game.
No. Right? Yep, you're right.
This game, now Christian Gonzalez is on Devontae in New England, and all of a sudden Garrett is facing Marcus Jones, and he had a huge game in that game. You know, kind of got lost. They got lost in the shuffle because of the way the result went.
Yep.
And that's Devontae. And then, again, the other night, you know, Stingley's covering Devontae. It opens things up for Garrett. If Garrett's against the number two cornerback, he's going to have a big game. Because he's going to have some success there. And we saw, you know, Devontae, that was a beautiful touchdown that iced the game. That was an easy-looking touchdown, which is something we haven't seen much with the Jets through the year. So, I think it's working. You know, Devontae is obviously getting used to being with a new team, and he's playing the Z position, which he usually plays the X. So it's a little different. And Aaron Rodgers has talked about it a few times, but I think he's going to get more and more comfortable, and we'll see them having a lot of success with that duo.
And I know Rodgers isn't the guy he was, you know, 3-4, whatever years ago when he was in Green Bay, but the quarterback play is still so much better than it's been. I mean, he's got like 15 touchdown passes. I don't think Zach Wilson threw 15 touchdown passes the entire time he was here, did he?
Yeah, I mean, here's what's crazy, Joe, is they didn't have a guy throw 10 touchdown passes since 2019.
That's unbelievable.
Like, Darnold was the last one who threw 10, and that's not
amazing.
That high a mark.
That's amazing.
And
really,
you
really
think
is.
About it now, I mean, the record is 31 for the team.
By Fitzpatrick.
15.
Yep.
He's on his way. You know, he's going to challenge that, and he's already got over 2,000 yards. We know they haven't had a 4,000-yard passer since Namath. You know, he might be able to do that. So, yeah, he is not Aaron Rodgers, you know, circa whatever, 2020 or 2010, but he's still much, much better than any quarterback that we've seen in a long time here.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, I want to get to the offensive line because I thought it was interesting the other night. You know, Simpson goes out. Vera Tucker's always hurt. I mean, you know, I don't even, you know, wake me up when he's playing. And the fact that they put in Fasanu, who never played guard. I know he had that holding penalty, but still, Fasanu had never played guard, and this kid Mitchell was the other guard. I mean, I thought the offensive line played pretty well the other night. What did you think about that?
I did. I thought they played better, too, in the second half, you know, when they had those
guys
in
there.
Because Rodgers got hit a couple times early. Remember, he got sacked on the first series.
And then he
got sacked again. But they kept them pretty clean in the second half. And yeah, they basically have Mitchell's a tackle by trade, too. So they had four tackles out there on the offensive line. So I'm curious what happens going forward. I think Vera Tucker will probably be back just because – they didn't put him on IR.
Right.
And he's already
missed
two games. So if he was going to miss three games, I think they would have just thrown him on IR anyway. So I think you could expect Vera Tucker back. I'm not sure about Simpson with a groin injury. They got some extra time here. But yeah, I thought the offensive line played pretty well the other night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking again to Brian Costello with the Post, who covers the Jets, coming off the win over Houston a week from Sunday in Arizona against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. The other side of the ball, look, it was great. You know, 8 sacks was terrific. You know, Reddick was involved. McDonald, even Clemens, who I think stinks, had 2 sacks in the game. But they can't stop the run. I'm watching the game. They have that 98-yard touchdown drive after the Morstead has that punt to the 2-yard line. And I'm saying, if I'm Houston, why would I ever throw the ball? I mean, they can't stop the run at all. I mean, I'm concerned about that going forward.
They come out of the game. Houston comes out of the game throwing the ball the first series. I'm like, what are they doing?
Right.
These coaches just outsmart themselves all the time, Joe. Like, you watch the Jets game all year. You're like, hey, let's try to run the ball. Like, we have Joe Mixon back there.
Yep.
We're missing Stephon Diggs. We're missing, you know, Nico Collins. Let's go run the ball. And for some reason, these coaches are just obsessed with, you know, being smarter than everyone. So I'm with you. They can't. The run game is scary, and you know, obviously the Cardinals can run the ball with Connor and Kyler. Like, they're giving up a lot of runs to quarterbacks right now too. So
Stroud killed them, and Stroud's not a runner. Stroud's a guy that really doesn't run the ball. And he had like 60 yards rushing in this game.
And you go back to a week ago, and Drake May was running all over them early in the game. And then Brissett runs
He had a big run on the game-winning drive. Yeah.
Now, it's a little different, you know, because Kyler Murray, they know he's going to run. So they'll be a little bit, I think they'll game plan for it a little differently. Like, they're not just going to be running upfield to get sacks, because that's kind of what happened these last 2 weeks. But I'd still be worried about Kyler Murray running pretty effectively on them. But, yeah, they are, you know, if you're looking at anything trade deadline-wise, you say, like, we need something here, if you're the Jets.
Yep.
I think it's another interior defensive lineman who can be a run stuffer, because they just don't have that guy right now.
Was it Al Jefferson from last year? Isn't he still out
Quentin
there?
Jefferson.
Quentin Jefferson. That's right. It was Al Woods, right?
Al Woods, yep.
Right. Quentin Jefferson. Isn't he still available? I mean, I'd bring a guy like that back. They need a big body in the middle.
Yeah, he's a possibility. You know, I'm not sure which direction they're going to go, but they need to address it because it's just been a problem. It's been a problem since week one
in
San Francisco, and it's not getting better.
No, definitely not getting better. And, you know, Mosley's been hurt. To me, he's done. If you ask me, C.J. Mosley's career is near the end. You agree with that or no?
Yeah, I sad because I like C.J. a lot as a player and a person. He's been a lot of fun to watch, and I think he's been a good Jet, and I'm not sure he's going to be looked upon later, but like he came here when things were really bad, and he obviously didn't have a great start with the injury and COVID year, but he's been good these last few years, and he's been good for them. But yeah, I mean, I you know, neck injury is scary, and you know, I talked to him in the locker room in New England. He said just locked up, and like when I was talking to him, he could tell he couldn't move his head. So that's a scary injury. So we'll see if he can come back at all. But I think, you know, they've kind of moved on, Joe, even after the toe injury. Jamie and Sherwood's been playing. Even when Mosley was healthy and he was playing, Sherwood was getting the brunt of the snaps there at linebacker. So, you know, and I think Sherwood's done well. What we don't exactly know is, has there been any communication breakdowns? Because Mosley was really good at being the quarterback of the defense, and just like he's a veteran, seen everything. Sherwood doesn't have that experience.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And you know, Quinton Williams is starting to play better. I mean, I was likening him to Muhammad Wilkerson for the way he was playing early in the season, but the last 2 weeks, he's been tremendous. Last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's been great the last 2 weeks. I think you're seeing him start to dominate. And, you know, I do think, you know, somebody told me, I think Quinton was one of the guys shaken by the firing of Saleh. I think he was close with Saleh. I think that hurt him. So I think that kind of stunned him for a little while. I almost describe it, Joe, that it felt like it was a state of shock in the building for a few weeks. Like,
probably. Right,
you know,
right.
They were just kind of like stunned by it. And I think that's lifted now, and I think you see that with Quinton. And look, the Texans, he did what he had to do against two bad offensive lines the last 2 weeks. And that's what he should do. And I'm not taking anything away from him. But the Texans' offensive line, their interior offensive line is brutal.
Terrible.
And so he should have done that against them, and he did. And so, you know, there's going to be other teams that have offensive lines that he can take advantage of too. But he's definitely, I mean, he was in control.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For these last two games.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, what the hell's going on with Sauce Gardner? I mean, I got to tell you, I'm getting tired of him. I'm telling you, I think he's completely overrated. I would not pay this guy $30 million. He can't make a tackle. He never gets an interception. I mean, I guess his cover is not too bad, his covering. But, I mean, what's going on with this guy, bro? He's not the same guy.
Yeah, he's not having a good year, Joe. But I think, you know, guys go through slumps. And I think he's slumping right now. And I think he's a good player. He's going to come out of it. He's been a good player the last years. I get the interception thing. It's a weird thing. He's dropped a few.
Yeah.
He doesn't come up with them. I understand that criticism in this game, but he's a good player. I think he'll be all right. I was talking to somebody yesterday who, you know, knows him pretty well, and they said, you know, they could tweak a couple things in his game, and he'll be back. We'll see. I have confidence in him. I think he's a very good player. Like, he was a great college player, drafted number 4 for a reason, rookie of the year, all pro first 2 years. Like, he's done good things. So I have confidence that he'll get out of this, and maybe it's a schematic thing of the way they're using him. I'm not sure. But I do think Sauce, you're going to see him come out of this at some point, but I think it's like you liken it to a baseball player going through a slump. And, you know, we don't really use that term in football very often, but he just hasn't played great. And then I do think something happened where teams complained about him holding because they're calling it on him every game now.
Yeah, they called one on him last game, too. Yep.
Yeah, I do think teams have, and that was always kind of you heard that the first 2 years, he's getting away with it. So I think teams are telling these officials to watch him closer, and because I think he has six penalties now. He had 5 all of last year. Mm. So they're calling him differently this year. And so he's got to work on that, too.
You know, we got to talk about the kicker a second here, because this guy was money last year, and now he's killed him this year. I mean, you know, let's be, like I said, they should have at least maybe even 3 more wins if he was making his kicks. They put him on IR. I can't believe he's hurt. They put him on IR because they just gave him a 2-year contract. That's why they didn't cut him? Isn't that why he's still on a team?
I don't know if it's that, or they just didn't want to do it to him. You know, they felt like they owed him something other than cutting him. But look, he's not kicking. They're going to have Robbie Patterson kick.
Right.
I don't know if there's any intention of him ever coming back. Like this, you know. But it's crazy. Like, he just lost his confidence, Joe. He's just talking to people. He's just been shot confidence wise. You know, again, I hate to use all these baseball like analogies, but I mean, he reminds me of like a closer who is great, 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 and then all of a sudden they can't get out of games. You know, we've seen that so many times in baseball. And he missed 2 kicks in the preseason against the Giants.
Yep.
And it was kind of like, oh, that's weird, right? Like, they weren't hard kicks, and everyone's, oh no, he's fine. Well, he wasn't fine. And talking to people inside the Jets, last preseason he missed 2 kicks against Tampa Bay in a game in the preseason, and then he was fine in the season. So they kind of thought, okay, it's just a thing. Like he missed a couple kicks, and he'll be fine. But I've heard he's been terrible in practice. Like, it's just
really?
His confidence is shot right now. Yeah, like the guy is just a mess. So, I think putting him on IR was just kind of a, I don't know if it was a money thing or just doing it just to not humiliate him and release him, because he's played pretty well for them the last few years.
Mm, what this guy Patterson, how about the first extra point that doinks in?
Doink.
Unbelievable. Well, the last 2, though, were clean, so maybe he just had to get that first one out of the way. I mean, he didn't have any field goal tries, so
I mean,
who
like
knows?
Joe, this guy was kicking for Washington in the preseason, right? He was the Washington kicker when they came here to play the Jets, and it was one of the big topics around the Commanders at the time was who's going to be the kicker, because they had to cut McManus, who got in trouble. So Patterson was the kicker. They cut him, and they brought in Austin Siebert, who was the Jets' number 2 kicker in the summer.
Right.
He's been great for them all year.
It's
dangerous territory when you're signing a kicker in October. Like, that, there's a good reason the guy was on the street. So, you know, I just have a feeling there's going to be a kick at some point this guy has to make, and it ain't going to go well.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's been a big factor in this team this year. There's no doubt about it. Before I let you go, Lazard, IR. I mean, he was starting to play. I know he dropped a lot of passes, but he was starting to play well. He's got 5 touchdowns this year. It would be a nice compliment. I guess Mike Williams will have to fill that role. But what's the story with Lazard? That was kind of a surprise injury.
He's really weird. Like, I mean, Ulbrich won't tell us anything about it. He's very close to the vest with injuries. So he's got a chest injury. You know, didn't think much of it. Then he missed the game in New England. And then I asked him Monday, and Ulbrich said, oh, no, it's not IR. He'll be back. And then they put him on IR 2 days later.
Right.
Ulbrich said it's kind of a funny injury, and they really can't project the correct timeline of when he'll be back. So they decided just to put him on IR. Yeah, he was an important piece here because Rodgers clearly trusted him. And he was playing well. And also, Joe, now, like, I thought they would trade Mike Williams. I was pretty sure that he was going to be gone. I don't think they can do that now.
No, you can't.
With Lazard out. Right. So, but they need to start getting something from Mike Williams. He's just not – he's not doing much. You know, he has a fourth down catch a week ago, but he's not doing a whole lot here. We'll see if they get him back here after four games. You know, they need him down the stretch for sure.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, with Adams and Wilson doing their thing, maybe it opens up a little bit for Williams, you know?
Maybe, you'd think, but I just don't, like, it'd be nice if they had, like, a fast slot receiver. Like, that's what this team is sort of missing. I think they were hoping David Gibson would do that, but it's not really happening. I mean, Adams can play in the slot. He's a big slot. They just don't have that guy who's, you know, like an Edelman type, you know, that little, like a shifty little slot receiver. I think that would be, you know, that would work well with Adams and Wilson. You know, Mike Williams isn't that guy. He's more of an outside receiver like those two are.
Right. Brian, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on. We'll see where we go from here. Like I said, I'm taking it one game at a time. They won a game. Go win in Arizona. You know, if they get to 5-6 at the bye, maybe I'll start to buy into it a little more. You know what I mean?
Let me see that. I heard your partner yesterday saying they're going to get us to buy in, and then they're going to break our hearts.
Don't buy in. Don't buy in. You know, just take it one game at a time. Enjoy the win and take it one game at a time, and we'll see where they go from here. You know, Brian?
Is Jordan going to be a Met?
I think he stays in New York one way or the other. The one thing I want to see, I don't want to see Uncle Stevie be outbid at all for Soto. You know what I mean?
Yes, I hear you.
Give me the biggest bid. Give him the biggest offer. If he doesn't take it, you know, he doesn't take it. I just hope he doesn't go to the Dodgers. Please don't go to the damn Dodgers, will you?
The Dodgers have to run out of money, don't they?
Do they? Nah, no, they don't, because they're the Dodgers. The league takes care of them. Look at what they did with Ohtani. They backdealed all that money. Not to mention, his interpreter situation, which was buried like quicker. I mean, your head could spin. It was buried so quick. Okay? You know what I mean? Don't get me started. What a disgrace. All right, thank you, Brian. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you. Brian Costello, of course, does a great job covering the Jets for the Post. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.